Chapter 10 Precise Predicting Eclipses. Precise predicting of the time and nature of events affecting cities, nations and the world follows the same general procedure as that employed in the precise predicting of the time and nature of events affecting an individual. In natal astrology, the truly important events in an individual's life are all indicated by major progressions, which at the time the events take place, are within 1 degree of the perfect aspect. And in mundane astrology, other than those events indicated by major conjunctions, other aspects in the sky, comets, new stars and eclipses, the truly important events are all indicated by progressed aspects in the cycle charts of the heavier planets, which at the time the event takes place are within 1 degree of the perfect aspect. In other words, new stars, comets, major conjunctions and other aspects in the sky, eclipses, and the progressed aspects, which form in the cycle charts of Pluto, Neptune, Uranus, Saturn, Jupiter and Mars, perform the same function in mundane astrology performed by major progressions of the MC, ascendant and planets other than the Moon in natal astrology. And when the influence is from the planets, the nature of the event will partake of the characteristics of the planets making the aspect, and the departments of municipal or national life chiefly affected are indicated by the houses ruled by the aspecting planets. But in addition to those events in an individual's life which he long afterwards remembers as important, and in addition to the relatively important events recorded in the history of a city or a nation, there are other events that have considerable significance at the time, even though they are short-lived in their memory. These happenings, far from trivial at the time, in natal astrology we call sub-major events. In the individual's life they are attracted through the major progressed aspects of the moon. In mundane astrology, events of comparable significance in the life of a city or a nation are attracted by the progressed aspects made by the sun in the sun cycle chart. Still other events have a significance over a period of a day or two, or at most over a period of a few weeks. These minor events are attracted to the individual by minor progressed aspects and by the heavier transits, and occur during the time the aspect is within 1 degree of perfect. And in a similar manner the minor events, which are attracted to a municipality or a nation are indicated by the progressed aspects made by the moon to the place of the planets in the new moon chart, and they occur within 24 hours of the time the aspect is complete. Major trends in world and national affairs are indicated by the signs occupied by the planets, the aspects the planets make in the sky, new stars, and comets. The major events within those trends are indicated and timed by the progressed aspects formed in the cycles of the six major planets. And even as events indicated in natal astrology by major progressed aspects need no assistance from minor progressions and transits, these events will come to pass regardless of whether or not within the designated time limit there is assistance from progressed aspects in the cycles of the sun and moon. Nevertheless, either to the individual or to a nation, the bringing of an event to pass requires the expenditure of energy by thought cells or groups of minds, working from the inner plane, of sufficient volume and intensity to overcome the environmental resistance that may be present. When a major trend favors a given event, it requires much less additional planetary energy, in either case, to bring it to pass. Furthermore, the more planetary energy of a given type is brought to bear upon thought cells or groups of minds, the more power these have then to work. Consequently, when there is a progressed aspect in the sun cycle or in the new moon cycle, to the same planet, which by progressed aspect in its cycle chart indicates a major event, while this progressed aspect is within 1 degree of perfect, the accumulation of energy of a given type on that day usually gives the unconscious minds of people sufficient impetus that the event happens on that particular day. In addition to accumulations of energy of a given planetary type, which attract events characteristic of that planet's influence, either progressed aspects in the Sun cycle or in the new moon cycle may add planetary energy to the same department of life, that is, to the same house of the chart, as that relating to a major event indicated by a progressed aspect within 1 degree of perfect in one of the heavier cycles. The event is far more likely to occur on the day when there is such an accumulation of planetary energy relative to the department of life affected. Thus, in addition to indicating and timing sub-major events, the progressed aspects in the Sun cycle often also time to the day the major events indicated by progressed aspects in the heavier cycles. And in addition to indicating and timing minor events, the progressed aspects in the new moon cycle often also lend force to certain of the sub-major events indicated by progressed aspects in the Sun cycle, and time to the day the major events indicated by progressed aspects in the heavier cycles. This method of employing cycles and the progressed aspects which form in them is used by Will P. Benjamin in Around the World, Tomorrow's News Today, which commencing with the March 1937 issue, has appeared in each issue of American Astrology magazine. It was employed by Maria Major in Coming Events for the Month, a Day-by-Day Forecast, which appeared in each of the 9 issues of International Astrology magazine 1937 which were published, and it is now being employed by her 1938 in Coming Events for the Month, in each issue of the Rising Star magazine. It is the method employed by Albert Benjamin in Mundane Events for the Month, in which the exact day on which a number of important events will take place each month is stated, which commencing with the February 1936 issue, has appeared in each issue of Student Astrologer magazine. These magazine articles are mentioned not merely because they have attracted wide and favorable comment, but because as such articles must be in the hands of magazine publishers at least 2 months before the date of publication, they afford anyone desiring to check the accuracy of the method an easy way of determining what is actually being done with it. Significance of new stars, as the findings of the Brotherhood of Light Astrological Research Department in reference to new stars was published in the September 1935 issue of the Church of Light Quarterly. I shall here reproduce that article without change. Although scientific records are lacking, it is believed that the star, which led the wise men from the east to a manger in Bethlehem, 1935 years ago, was of the same type as the new star, which flashed into brilliancy last December in the constellation Hercules, and which still chains the interest of astronomers, because of its erratic behavior. That earlier star marked the beginning of the Christian era. And if Nova Herculis 1934, as astronomers call this latest startling stellar appearance, has a significance, which can be revealed by the same rules that the wise men of the East employed in determining the meaning of the Star of Bethlehem and allied celestial phenomena, it portends the commencement of the new dispensation of labor. The wise men of the East look to the heavens to apprise them of important events to come. Unusual phenomena in the sky, to them, portended unusual events which would happen on the earth. According to the rules they left, the appearance of a new star signified the commencement of a new condition in the world, which would have far-reaching effects upon the affairs of men. The phase of human activity thus affected, in which a turning point had been reached, and henceforth a new condition would manifest, was indicated by the constellation in which the new star appeared. As both the pictures of the constellations which they used, and the stories about them which preserve their meaning, are still accessible, they can yet be employed precisely as these ancients used them in their work. Some centuries before the Star of Bethlehem appeared, The Greeks had contacted the wise men of the East, and had adopted the 48 pictured constellations, which they used in their predictions. They also attached to each of the constellated figures its precise significance, as handed down through the Chaldeans, and wove mythological stories about them which should serve as commentaries on their meaning. The purport of any influence found in the region of the sky pictured by one of the various heroic figures was always interpreted, according to still older precedent, by considering the pictured constellation as a universal symbol, more details about which could be learned from its mythological story. Applying these same rules, which remain unchanged since long before the Christian era, any unusual occurrence in the constellation Hercules signifies some extraordinary occurrences affecting labor, for the outstanding story that has come down to us regarding Hercules is that of his 12 great works. And as the present phenomenon is a new star, according to these same old N rules, it signifies that labor is entering upon a new dispensation. This latest celestial token of events to come, as pointed out in the March Quarterly, shows on photographic plates of November 14th, as a star of the 14th magnitude, so small as to be invisible except to the most powerful telescopes. Yet by December 13th it had grown to third magnitude, and on December 22nd, when it reached its maximum, as a star of the first magnitude, it had increased more than 150,000 times in brightness. Since that time, instead of steadily fading to invisibility within a few weeks or months, as well-behaved novae are supposed to do, to the amazement of astronomers it has been performing strange antics, fluctuating in brightness, dimming somewhat and then flaming up again. And we can be confident, applying the ancient rules, that the nation's work situation will parallel the strange performance of this remarkable star. Hercules, as pictured in the sky, is represented on one knee, while with his other foot he crushes the head of a dragon, which winds its slimy coils of graft and corruption around the northern axis of the world. He holds aloft the fruits of his toil. Other objects no less significant also are in his hands, but according to the ancient rules, because the new star is in the vicinity of the dragon crushing foot, the stamping out of unfair dealing is the most striking feature of that which is thus foreshown. But before applying these rules, which have come down to us from the wise men of the East, to the latest celestial manifestation, it would seem the part of wisdom first to investigate how perfectly these same rules have been borne out by world occurrences, which immediately followed similar phenomena, which have been recorded in the past. These novae are not really new stars, but probably old stars which have exploded. Nor are they rare if all those at distances, which enable them to be seen by the giant present-day telescopes, are included. But the ancients considered only such as were of noticeable brilliance, to have significance in world events. Under favorable circumstances it is possible to see stars of the sixth magnitude with the unaided eye. But a star of less brilliance than the third magnitude, of which there are about 180, would attract attention only of a careful observer. Astronomers estimate that during the past 2,000 years there have been about 30 new stars of sufficient brightness to be seen without a telescope. Only 12 of them, however, in addition to the star of Bethlehem, the location of which is unrecorded, have been of third magnitude or brighter. It is not a difficult task, therefore, to apply the ancient rules to all the conspicuous novae that have been recorded since before the birth of Christ. The mythology woven about the constellation Scorpio gives it two distinct meanings. Pictured as a scorpion, it is related to treachery and to death. Pictured as an eagle, as it sometimes is, it signifies the soaring aloft of spirit and the conquest of limitations. The first new star of which we now possess records was observed in this constellation, and important events immediately followed which express both sides of the constellation's nature. Rome, in that day, was supreme in the world. There were certain laws, which related to the distribution of the land, called agrarian laws, but for some 200 years the wealthier families had continued to extend their possessions greatly beyond the limits thus prescribed, and as a result, although the empire had vastly extended its territory through conquest and confiscation, small proprietors had practically disappeared. In 134 BC a new star of brilliancy appeared in the constellation Scorpio. Simultaneous with its appearance, Tiberius Gracchus, one of the landed proprietors, proposed and carried a modification of the existing agrarian laws, which had for its object the restoration of land to the poorer people, whose poverty and number were rapidly increasing. The following year, however, before his policy could be carried into effect, death laid its hand upon him. Later, his brother Caius endeavored to put the same relief measure through, but he was slain. Thus did death, the eighth house significance of the constellation, defeat a reform measure that might have at least delayed the dissolution of an empire. On the eagle side of the constellation's significance, the appearance of the new star so impressed Hipparchus that he set about making a precise catalogue of 1080 of the brighter stars, so that later observers might be able to recognize new stars or other alterations in the appearance of the sky at future dates. This is recognized as the commencement of scientific astronomy. 1572 was the year in which the Huguenots in France were having a terrible time. August 24th of that year, with the sanction of the king, there occurred the massacre of Bartholomew. Then, on November 11th, a new star suddenly appeared which for several days rivaled Venus in luster. It was in the constellation Cassiopeia, which according to its modern keyword, was anciently considered to signify vicissitudes, and to picture the last 10 degrees of the zodiac before the vernal equinox, over which the sun each year passed from the bondage of winter darkness into summer freedom. To the Huguenots, who had taken up arms, this new star seemed a messenger of hope from heaven. True to this belief, the following year they made a successful defense of La Rochelle, and were granted new toleration. It proved to be the commencement of a new dispensation to them, for 2 years later Henry of Navarre escaped from Paris and became their leader. Each year the ancient saw the geese and swans, after the sun turned back from its southern sojourn, wing their way northward at the approach of spring. In their flight to a new land of promise there was no helter-skelter movement, as with smaller birds, but each group had its recognized leader, which it followed in the well-known five formation. Thus, when they pictured a swan in the sky, they had in mind not only travel to new parts, but, as the modern keyword indicates, organization. Four of the new stars have appeared in Cygnus, the constellation pictured by the swan, and thus relate to some new undertaking of importance in the world's affairs, in which movement to a new field and organization both play an important part. The year 1600 saw the appearance of a new star of third magnitude in Cygnus, and the same year the English East India Company was formed, an organization whose trading activities and political influence later led to the addition of India to the British Empire. Another new star of the third magnitude appeared in the same constellation in 1670, and in that year Hudson's Bay Company was chartered by the British Crown. This organization was largely responsible for the development of the Dominion of Canada. Still another new star of third magnitude appeared in Cygnus in the year 1876, coincident with the invention of the telephone by Graham Bell and the founding of the electric industry. The vast holdings of the telephone and power organizations attest to the importance of the field of activity then entered. The latest new star in this constellation of the Swan was brighter than any of the others, being of second magnitude, It made its appearance in 1920, along with the first meeting of the Council of the League of Nations, to be followed before the year was out by the plan for a world court, and the next year by disarmament conferences at Washington. The extent of the influence of the League of Nations in world affairs is yet for the future to reveal. Ophiuchus is pictured in the sky, as a man engaging in a titanic struggle with a monster serpent. In 1604, a magnificent new star, often called Kepler's star, because that famous astronomer studied it, suddenly blazed in this constellation. Strangely enough, at the time, England was the scene of a violent struggle between the government and certain religions. A convocation of clergy met, the acts of which were so oppressive to Puritans, that 300 of them left their livings rather than conform to their dictates. Furthermore, James ordered the judges to enforce the statutes against Catholics. This resulted the following year in the famous gunpowder plot to destroy the king, lords, and commons in revenge for the penal laws against Catholics. Guy Fawkes, the agent of the conspirators, was seized as he was about to fire barrels of gunpowder, which had been placed under the House of Lords. Corona Borealis, the Northern Crown, is a constellation depicting tribulations by means of 12 iron spikes. A new star of second magnitude was to be seen in this constellation in 1866. That year there were 7 weeks of war in Europe, which the following year enabled Prussia to become the dominant power in Europe, and gave Bismarck the idea that a war with France was necessary to the firm unification of Germany. The difficulties then started have not yet subsided. The chief significance of the stories relating to Perseus may be summed up in the key word, propaganda. In 1901, a very brilliant new star was seen in the constellation picturing this ancient hero. The two outstanding events of the year were dependent upon propaganda. The Pan-American Exposition was held at Buffalo, and there was a panic in Wall Street over control of the Northern Pacific Railroad, the stock of which reached 1,000. June, 1918, witnessed an exceptionally brilliant new star in the constellation Aquila. This eagle among the stars is attached by legend to victory, and by its keyword to exploration. Its appearance, therefore, was heralded by many as forecasting the end of the World War, and in fulfillment of this hope, American troops, fighting on foreign soil, soon were able to turn the tide of battle and bring peace. Way to the south is a big constellation picturing a ship, which mythology and its keyword relate to research. In 1925, a new star of first magnitude appeared just ahead of the bow of this stellar ship in a group unrecognized by the ancients but by moderns called Pictor. In various lands, the freedom to express convictions based on research were sternly curtailed. In Italy and in Russia, matters of belief came in for strict regulation by the government, and during that year, at Dayton, Tennessee, John Thomas Scopes was arrested, tried, and found guilty of teaching evolution in the public schools. Of the 12 outstanding new stars, which have been recorded during 2,000 years, history thus indicates that in 11 instances they were coincident with a turn in world affairs, in which there was the commencement of a new condition, the nature of which was quite correctly indicated by the rules laid down by the ancients in reference to the significance of the constellation in which the phenomenon appeared. If the 12th outstanding new star be judged by the same system, which fits so well when applied to the other 11, the commencement of a new condition of far-reaching import in world affairs already is at hand. Nothing, I believe, in the stories relating to Hercules can be construed as relating to communism. But they do relate to the power and rewards of labor. The club which as pictured he holds in one hand may signify collective bargaining. In the other hand he holds not merely the fruit, which signifies his reward for labor, but also the guardian Cerberus. Lawmakers, This seems to indicate, will more willingly listen to his demands, for with a foot of better understanding, above which the latest new star appears, he crushes the head of graft and special privilege. Nova Herculis 1934, according to the rules left by the wise men of the East, signifies that already in 1935, we have entered, where its power and importance are concerned, upon labor's new dispensation. In reference to the significance of Nova Herculis as implied in the article above reproduced in full, it may now 1938 be pointed out that since that article was published, Spain became dominated by a popular front government, resulting in a civil war. The laboring class in Mexico has seized not only the natural resources belonging to Mexico, but also the vast oil holdings of British and American oil companies. France is dominated by a popular front government, in which labor's demands are supreme, and within the United States the Committee for Industrial Organization has come into existence, and now disputes power with the American Federation of Labor, and these two labor organizations are exerting a tremendous influence over the political and business life of the nation. Significance of comets. It seems to be quite well established that comets, when they enter the zodiac, bring with them new conditions affecting the affairs of men. The appearance of the more important ones in the past have always coincided with unusual events upon the earth. The old rule was that the influence would be felt chiefly in the country ruled by the sign in which the comet was first visible. Thus, just preceding the great debacle of the Russian armies in the World War, and the revolution that followed, a comet, which later developed to important size, was discovered by means of a telescope in the sign Aquarius, ruling Russia. Astrologers the world over began to predict that startling things would happen in that country, predictions that were fully verified. As comets actually belong to our solar system, which new stars do not, I believe comets should be referred not to their place among the constellations, but to their place in relation to the zodiac. Perhaps, also, now that they may be discovered by telescopes long before they enter the zodiac, the signs in which they appear after thus entering the zodiac indicate more precisely the regions of Earth affected. Thus Peltier's comet, on August 3, 1936, entered the zodiac at about 28 degrees Aquarius, to leave again August 6, 1936, at about 14 degrees Aquarius. The following year and a half witnessed blood purges in Russia, which Aquarius rules, in which most of the important men, who assisted in establishing the Soviet Union, were executed on charges of trying to overthrow the government. Comets vary in size, in shape, in brilliancy, and even in color. Some of them, it is true, are periodic. But even these do not have the same appearance on successive returns, and may go so far away as to be beyond visibility in even the strongest telescope. Others come into our solar system from the spaces without, bringing their own astrological vibrations, and after making an arc about our sun, pass on into space, never again to return. Having no previous acquaintance with such celestial visitors, their influence cannot be known from earlier observation. Some comets in the past have coincided with pestilence, some with great wars, some with disasters, some with revolutions, some with great constructive enterprises, and some with the birth of illustrious persons. The general rule has been that the shape and appearance of the comet signified the nature of its influence. If it looked red and angry, it signified disaster. If it looked like a sword, it meant war. If it had a pleasing appearance, it heralded some great constructive enterprise. As the matter stands, there is need for much research as to just what may be expected from a given comet. And the only reason the Brotherhood of Light Astrological Research Department has not already contributed markedly to this knowledge is that the literature, in which descriptions of the old comets are given seldom specifies where they appeared in the zodiac or on the celestial sphere. Significance of eclipses. It seems likely that a great amount of nonsense has been written about eclipses. The Brotherhood of Light Astrological Research Department, for instance, has collected a large number of instances in which either a solar eclipse or a lunar eclipse took place in the same zodiacal degree occupied by the Sun or other planets in people's birth charts. In none of these, so far as we have been able to discern, has the eclipse coincided with events not clearly and fully accounted for by the progressed aspects at the time. Nor have we been able to verify the doctrine that the power of an eclipse persists, even if a long eclipse, over a period of years. We have, however, checked the influence of every solar eclipse since commencing with 1884 back, of which the Nautical Almanacs to which we have access do not go that was visible in a part of the world fairly well populated. The result of this survey led to quite positive results, which over many years we have successfully used in predicting. The definite rule is that, if a solar eclipse occurs in a region where there is considerable population, within a few months before, or much more likely within a few months after the eclipse, there is a disaster in the region where the eclipse is visible. While the disaster tends to be near the central path of the eclipse, it may be anywhere in which it is even partially visible. It seems likely that the exact place of the disaster attracted is determined by the progressed aspects in the birth charts of cities and regions, and the progressed aspects in the cycle charts affecting those places. But while, because the birth charts of so few cities are known, it is difficult to determine where within the area of visibility of a solar eclipse the disaster will take place, the new moon chart often reveals the nature of the disaster. In the Nautical Almanac each year, published by the government, is given the essential data regarding each eclipse of the year. In addition, for each eclipse of the sun which occurs in such a region that it may be observed from an accessible land area, there is a map showing the exact region of the Earth's surface where it is visible, as well as the central path of the eclipse, together with other information. It should be noted that, as an eclipse of the Sun is the relation of the Moon's shadow to the surface of the Earth, the moment of eclipse is not exactly the moment of the conjunction of Sun and Moon, although the new moon and the eclipse are never more than a few minutes apart. Some research in the future should be done, not merely in reference to charts erected for the exact moment of central eclipse, as visible at a given place, but also in reference to new moon charts, in which parallax is given consideration. In other words, using charts in which instead of the conjunction of sun and moon being regarded from the center of the Earth, they are considered from the point on the surface of the Earth, where at the moment the chart is erected. However, as new moon charts erected in the customary way give good results, it is wise to use them until it has been proven by actual test that the time ascertained by including the parallax is superior. For the purpose of study there follow all the new moons, which were also eclipses of the sun, which were visible, as shown by the maps in the Nautical Almanac in the United States since 1884. The solar eclipses earlier than 1900 I shall merely mention the date, and with each a coincident event. But for each such solar eclipse since commencing with 1900, the new moon chart is given in the table at the front of this booklet. Due to limitations of space, the comments on each such chart must be brief. But they are well worth copying off and giving serious study, relative to the house positions of the planets. The quotations giving the dates and events listed earlier than 1924, are from the reference History of the World of Webster's New International Dictionary. Those since 1924 are quoted from the World Almanac. My own comments are in parentheses. March 16, 1885, annular eclipse of the sun visible in the United States and Canada June 30th. Fisheries reciprocity with Canada under Treaty of Washington is terminated by the United States, because of Canadian obstruction, of what the United States claims, as rights under the Treaty of 1818 controversy becomes acute. March 5, 1886, annular eclipse of the sun visible in the U.S. May 4, anarchist riot in Chicago, following a strike there. August 28, 1886, total eclipse of the sun visible throughout the SE United States. August 31, severe earthquake on the Atlantic seaboard, especially at Charleston. October 12, gales and floods in Texas and Louisiana destroy property and 247 lives. January 1, 1889, total eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. May 31, breaking of the Conemaugh Dam floods Johnstown, PA, and destroys 2,295 lives. June 6, 1891, annular eclipse of the sun visible in western North America. November 30, 1891, partial eclipse of the sun visible at the southernmost extremity of South America. October 16, attack on American sailor by a mob at Valparaiso, Chile, war becomes imminent through Chile's delay to make amends. October 20, 1892, partial eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. June-August, country is affected by many strikes accompanied by much violence. Harrison issues proclamation July 15 to 30 against the striking miners in the West, and federal troops are used in restoring order, and to support injunctions of the federal courts. October 9, 1893, annular eclipse of the sun visible in western North America and western South America. 1893, commercial panic is started. Hard times continue for several years. February 1, 1897, annular eclipse of the sun visible in SE United States and Cuba. May 20, Senate passes a resolution recognizing Cuban belligerency. Cuba is thus recognized to be at war. New Moon number 151 in table, May 28, 1900, 8:30 a.m. LMT Galveston, Texas. Total eclipse of the sun visible in the United States, at Washington as a partial eclipse. In Gemini, conjunction Mercury wins, opposition Uranus extremes and Jupiter. September 8, Galveston and many Gulf towns are ravaged by a terrible hurricane and flood. 6,000 lives lost, $30 million of property destroyed. The opposition is from the 11th to 5th, and the loss of life among children was disproportionately heavy. New Moon number 152 in table, August 19, 1906, 5:18 p.m. LMT San Francisco. Partial eclipse of the sun visible in the western U.S. April 18 to 20. Earthquake followed by a great fire destroyed large portion of San Francisco, including the business section. Loss about $350 million. Eclipse is in conjunction with Mars, fires and violence, and in the house of foreign countries. October 25th. Japanese Ambassador Aoki protests against exclusion of Japanese from the public schools of San Francisco. Controversy becomes acute, giving rise to talk of war. New Moon number 153 in table, January 3, 1908, 2:43 p.m. LMT Denver. Total eclipse of the sun visible throughout the SW United States. It is conjunction Uranus, the planet of strikes, in the house of death, 8th, and opposition socialistic Neptune. The death influence will be mentioned in connection with the June eclipse. March 31st, strike of some 250,000 coal miners, lasts about 2 weeks. New Moon number 154 on table, June 28th, 1908, 10, 31 AM LMT. New Orleans. Annular eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is conjunction Mercury wind and Neptune, and in opposition to unusual Uranus in the house of property 4th and square Saturn, planet of storms April 24th. Tornadoes on the Gulf Coast destroy much property and some 1,500 lives. New Moon number 155 in table, June 17, 1909, 6:20 p.m. LMT Washington. Central eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is in house of foreign countries 7th square Mars in house of traffic 3rd. Neptune, planet of fraud, is on the cusp of the house of duties and taxes 8th, opposition the planet of exposure, Uranus, in the house of money 2nd and square Saturn in house of basic utilities 4th September 25th, during the year great frauds and customs, especially on sugar imported by the sugar trusts, are discovered and published, and fines and unpaid duties amounting to millions of dollars collected. New Moon number 156 in table, April 17, 1912, 5:40 a.m. LMT St. Louis. Central eclipse of the sun visible in eastern United States. Neptune in Cancer is in the house of property 4th square the eclipse, and Saturn, planet of storms and hardship, is in the house of the people 1st April. Floods in the Mississippi Valley devastate 200 square miles, and render 30,000 people homeless 4th house, loss $50 million. New Moon number 157 in table, October 12, 1912, 8:01 a.m. LMT Nicaragua. Partial eclipse of the sun visible in Florida and throughout Nicaragua and Central America. Eclipse is conjunction Mars, the planet of war, square Neptune, planet of schemes in 9th, Saturn is in house of other countries 7th September, American Marines are landed in Nicaragua, at request of government for the time being, and aid in suppressing a revolution. Chief revolutionists surrender to American Admiral on September 26th. And Marines are withdrawn after Nicaraguan presidential election on November 2nd. New Moon number 158 in table, April 6, 1913, 9:42 a.m. LMT Sacramento. Partial eclipse of the sun visible at extreme western edge of America. Chief affliction is Jupiter finances in house of other countries 7th. Square eclipse in opposition Neptune and house of money 2nd. The war planet, Mars, is on the MC, square Saturn May 19, California Acheulean Land Ownership Act, passed in spite of Japanese protest and federal disapproval. New Moon number 159 in table, February 3, 1916, 8:56 a.m. LMT Columbus, New Mexico. Total eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is conjunction Uranus, planet of insurrection, and opposition Mars, planet of army and navy March 9, Mexican brigands under Villa attack the town of Columbus, NM, and the camp of the 13th United States Cavalry, killing 9 civilians and 8 troopers, the raiders are pursued into Mexico and more than 100 are killed. March 15, military expedition to punish Villa enters Mexico, under Pershing. New Moon number 160 in table, June 8, 1918, 4:55 p.m. LMT Washington. Total eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is on cusp of House of Death 8th square Mars and 10th, ruler of the first people. The only casualties of consequence that the American troops suffered during the World War were during the fall following this eclipse September, epidemic Mars ruler of House of Sickness, 6th, and Health, 1st of so-called Spanish influenza spreads throughout our country. On October 4, it is reported that only 5 states remain immune, and that there are 127,000 cases in Army 6th House camps. Death rate was tremendous. New Moon number 161 in table, November 22, 1919, 10, 12 a.m. LMT Washington. Annular eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is in House of Administration and Business 10th September 26th. President 10th Wilson's tour is ended abruptly at Wichita, Kansas, by a stroke of paralysis. November 1st, strike Uranus of 600,000 soft coal miners, demanding a 6-hour day, a 5-day week, and 60% increase in wages. New Moon number 162 in table, November 10, 1920, 10, 58 a.m. LMT Washington. Partial eclipse of sun visible throughout eastern North America. Eclipse is in House of Administration. President remains stricken and business 10th, square Neptune in House of Other Countries 7th, ruler of House of Money 2nd December 6th, 23 banks, including one national bank, in North Dakota have closed their doors, as the result of the fall of the price of wheat due chiefly to lack in foreign market. New Moon number 163 in table, September 10, 1923, 12, 52 p.m. LMT Santa Barbara, California. Total eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. Eclipse is conjunction Mars and Venus in the House of Ships 9th and opposition Uranus September 8th. 10 destroyers are wrecked on the California coast 75 miles north of Santa Barbara, a few lives lost. New Moon number 164 in table, January 24, 1925, 9:01 a.m. LMT Indianapolis, in total eclipse of the sun visible throughout eastern and southern North America. Eclipse square Saturn, planet of storms March 18th. A storm in Missouri, southern Illinois and Indiana killed over 830 persons, injured 3,800, and destroyed property valued at $10 million. The main path of the blow covered 165 miles from Annapolis, Mo, to Princeton, Ind., but as was the case at Lorain, last June, it hopped off in several directions. In places it cut a path only 300 feet wide. It was at its worst only about 5 minutes, and struck West Frankfort and Murfreesboro, Illinois, with its greatest fury. New Moon number 165 in table, July 9, 1926, 5:47 p.m. LMT Miami, Florida. Annular eclipse of the sun visible in the western and southern sections of the United States, including Florida and the islands to the south. The eclipse is square Mars in the House of Weather and houses 4th. July 26 to 27, Gulf storms have done $8 million damage at Nassau in the Bahamas, $3 million in Santo Domingo, and $2 million at Miami and other Florida coast places. At Nassau, 146 were drowned with 400 missing, 75 boats sunk and 500 homes destroyed. Near Santo Domingo, 54 bodies have been washed ashore, 5 were killed in Georgia and Florida. New Moon number 368 in tables, April 28, 1930, 1, 16 p.m. LMT Chicago. Central eclipse of sun visible throughout North America. Mars, ruler of homes and weather 4th in House of Death, conjunction Uranus and square Saturn storms May 1, 24 were killed in cyclones in the prairie states. May 6, 75 were killed, 100 hurt, by tornadoes in Texas. New Moon number 369 in tables, August 31st. 1932, 2:58 p.m. LMT. New York. 5 planets in House of Death, including eclipse, And Uranus, sudden and unexpected in house of short journeys, third square Saturn, workmen in house of people first, and square Mars, Venus and Pluto, September 9th, the 92-foot steamboat observation, 44 years old, crowded with workmen bound for their jobs, had scarcely left the wharf at 8:00 a.m. New York when the captain, George A. Forsyth, and 70 others were killed and 70 injured by explosion. New Moon number 370 in tables, February 13, 1934, 5:16 p.m. LMT, Pocatello, Idaho. Total eclipse of sun visible on west coast of America and eastern Asia, March 12. The 527-ton Japanese torpedo boat, Tamozuru, turn upside down off Gotu Islands, west of Nagasaki. Over 100 were drowned. Eclipse in house of foreign countries, 7th. Earth shocks lasting 3 hours shook cities in northern Utah and southern Idaho, caused large buildings to sway, cracked the walls of some structures, and also jolted communities in western Wyoming, Nevada and California. Schools. Jupiter, ruler of fifth part of T-square at Salt Lake and at Logan, and Pocatello, Idaho, were closed pending an examination of all buildings. Shocks were resumed March 15. New Moon number 371 in tables, February 3, 1935, 8:35 a.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Partial eclipse of the sun visible throughout North America. The $4 million U.S. Navy dirigible balloon, Macon, sank in the Pacific several miles off Point Sur, California. Mars, ruler of ninth part of T-square. January 26, the number of dead from the Tennessee-Arkansas-Mississippi flood was placed at 27, homeless 25,000, property damage $5 million. New Moon number 372 in tables, June 8, 1937, 0:51 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Total eclipse of sun visible in Pacific, West Coast America and Mexico. May 27, in Mexico 168 persons were killed, and 300 homes crushed to bits by gold mine tailings. July 2, Amelia Earhart Putnam on an equatorial air trip around the world radioed that she was in the Pacific with a half hour's fuel and not in sight of land. That was the last message. Eclipse in house of long journeys, 9th. New Moon number 373, illustrated at front of this booklet, December 2, 1937, 3:19 p.m. LMT, Los Angeles. Annular eclipse of the sun visible West Coast America, over Northern Pacific, and Japan. Eclipse in house of foreign countries, 7th. Jupiter in house of ships, 9th opposition drastic Pluto. Events listed from newspapers as at this writing, April, 1938, World Almanac not issued covering these dates. Early December, $8 million liner, President Hoover, went aground in Pacific and broke up. December 12, Japan sank U.S. gunboat Pan A and three tankers, leading to talk of war. New Moon and 7th and bringing an immense increase in appropriations for Navy building. Jupiter abundance. January 5, giant Navy patrol bomber plunged into the Pacific with death of 7. January 11, Simone and Clipper burned in air with 7 dead. March 1, 1938. Flood in Los Angeles region destroyed $50 million in property, afflicted Pluto and 4th and about 200 lives.